Good evening, everyone. We are now in session for the Winchester Town Board, evening of January 14th. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I think I'll say it instead of making someone else do it once. See if I remember it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Well, we'll start with roll call. To my far right is...
Ken Davidson.
I'm Bob Mikes.
John Delabos.
Judy Siegel.
Roxana Valadares.
From the county we have...
Julie Roland.
Beatrice Martinez.
And she is Commissioner Sager Bloom's liaison. So the first portion of the meeting is devoted to public comment, and this is anything in general that the group here has to say about any of the items that are on the agenda this evening. It's not a discussion period or anything. I'm not going to take any action on what you say, but it pertains to anything you want to share with us about these items before we start addressing them. Anytime you have comments, please state your name and address clearly and spell your name so that Victoria can make sure she gets it for the record. And if there's any need to extend a presentation, we'll all decide whether we think it's necessary or not. I'd like to start with the approval of the meeting minutes from December 10th. Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Moving right along. And then we have to approve this evening's agenda. Do I have a motion for that?
I move to approve.
Thank you, sir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now it's time for any neighborhood announcements, neighborhood meetings, county events, or anything like that. Do we have anything?
Yes.
Thank you.
For the first one, Commissioner Sager Bloom, Commissioner Naft, and Commissioner Gibson will be hosting a meet and greet at Paradise. It'll be the same night as the town board, January 28th, starting at 6 p.m. from 6 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then also town board training, which is open to the public because we can potentially have a quorum, is Saturday, February 8th. We usually, every other year, we do it in via video, but this time it'll be in person. I encourage everyone to attend. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to noon. We usually end around 11:30. If you have any questions and you can't be there, you can submit them to me and I can ask them or I can get you the answer right now or tomorrow. So we encourage everyone to attend. It's going to be at the Water District.
The usual.
Yep.
Thank you. And any other items like said type? Okay, we'll begin planning and zoning. Our first item is WS-19-0616. Would somebody who knows the pronunciation of this name please share it with me because I don't want to murder it. In Sisimai?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In Sisimai, Family Revocable Living Trust and in Sisimai, Chanthon and Karen TRS, Waivers of Development Standards for Reduced Setbacks in conjunction with a single family home on 1/10 acre in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the north side of Golden Arrow Drive, 430 feet west of Burnham Avenue within Winchester. I take it the applicant is here?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My father.
Okay. So would you like to come up and share with us a little bit about your item so we can have a better idea of what we're doing?
I'm not sure what we're supposed to do.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're not always either.
Well, that's good to know. They had an extension of the house, but they didn't get approval by the city or the county, so they didn't know anything about it. So I'm just kind of here for them. He speaks a little bit of English, but we've been here a while.
Okay. So basically what you're trying to do is clean up some unapproved zoning?
Yes.
Okay, very good. It talks about a shed on the property.
Yes, and here's the... I took a picture of it. It's right close to the neighbors. So, you know.
You guys have been here before, right?
No.
No, they have not.
Yeah, it's the first time for us to be here. They told us to come here, so I'm not wasn't sure. To, so this
then
is right
you might want to see too when you have a chance.
So they put us. See, that's like a shed right here. I'm sorry.
It's almost like an open storage
yes,
area.
Ma'am. Yes, yeah. That's all it is, really.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we did that, he put like a water, you know, so the water like will go right through there. This is their.
A rain gutter, basically.
Rain gutter, exactly. Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. So that's about it. I think that's the way they want to know what's going on. So, there you go. That's all it is.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much that's it.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the audience on this item? Anybody here on it? Questions from anyone? Questions from the board? I might have one or two, but I don't want to.
I have one.
I don't want to be the only one. So go ahead.
The public response situation. Someone's filed a complaint against us. But what's going on with that? What's the basis
the
of that?
The person that complained was the gentleman who was coming in and to fix the power box. That was it. Nobody else, the neighbor didn't complain. No, the thing they put up has been over 20-something years.
Now, the power box, you mean your own service on your home?
Yeah, so we replaced
or the one on the
power,
street?
Nevada Power came in and said, you guys violated their city code here. That he's on it, actually, filed the report.
Okay.
So we got to get it fixed. That was it.
Now,
so
have you done that as yet?
Ma'am.
You have?
We have to. As soon as we get everything done.
Oh, you haven't, but you have to. Okay, yes. Got it. Because that still has to be addressed.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anybody else with questions?
How long have you lived there?
Since 84.
So. 53.
Got it.
Okay.
You're wrong.
1 year.
It's okay.
I'll take
it's
it.
Okay.
So 35 years.
Yes.
That's pretty long. Okay. Seeing we have no other comments or questions, I move to approve with staff conditions. The staff is, I've read this, they've gone through everything and they're certainly making you fix what needs to be done, but they're also giving you a break too.
Yes.
So we appreciate it. That was nice of them.
No, that's so, we appreciate anything we try doing.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. 35 years is a long time.
They kind of like just go with it. I was like, the reason they did is they were trying to send the house when my sister was having cancer. That's the reason why.
And I read the letter that was submitted. Was that submitted by his wife?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought about the daughter. Yeah, that was very sad. And I understand that's why the addition was built and that's why it was hurried. And no, I get that. And I'm sorry to hear that.
Is that a motion?
Yes, I'm moving that we approve with staff recommendations.
I second that.
All those
talking about not one and four? The staff is saying they don't support.
No, with staff. Recommend, in other words, with staff conditions. In other words, if they don't support,
then how is he going to be able to do it?
Well,
because I mean, there's four different waivers.
Yeah, and they may recommend denial of one C and D,
which is a shed.
Which is the shed? That's the smallest part of the thing. The shed is actually the issue that the county is deeming a self-imposed hardship. In other words, they put the shed
in there. No, I understand. So is that your motion?
Yeah, that's okay. My motion.
Chair, do you mind going one by one?
No, not at all. If you okay. I recommend that we approve with the waiver of development standards for 1A. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Waiver of development standards, I recommend approval for 1B. All those in favor, do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I recommend staff's recommendation for the denial or remediation of the requested waiver for standards of 1C and 1D. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So we have approved We've approved 1A and 1B staff conditions, and we're letting them slide with those. That's the rear yard perimeter one and the property line, existing wall one, patio cover, whatever, to the lot line. But we're going to make them do something about the shed location. So you're going to have to
move it,
okay. Bring it in, foreshorten it, make it smaller, okay. Whatever you guys want to do to it.
Like how many feet? 5 feet?
5 feet, yeah. And I would definitely recommend before you do any hammering or nailing, you make sure you get an actual quote from the county that you can fall back on, so that nobody can come to us and say you didn't do what you should have.
And you still have to go to the planning commission on the 21st.
On the 11th. I mean 22nd. 21st. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So where would that be?
That'd be at the government center, 500 South Green Central.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, sir. Okay, moving right along. Our next item is UC-19-0924-Gold Key 3049 LLC and Jade Key LLC. It's a use permit for the following. Number one, a supper club. Number two, live entertainment outdoors on 3.5 acres in H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard and the south side of Convention Center Drive within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Oh, good evening. Would you like to state your name and step up and share with us what you've brought?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tony Sarwea.
My name is Roger.
Okay, Tony.
Tony Sarwea.
Okay. And yours, sir?
Raja Mittal.
Raja Mittal. I remember yours from the app. And yours, sir?
Surjit Gira.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, would you like to tell us a little bit about your project?
Yes. We're representing Pure Mexican Grill and DBA Tacos at the store.
Okay.
We're going to be opening hours Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. And we're going to bring Mexican authentic food, and it will be fast food. The capacity of restaurants inside is going to make around 56 people inside and about 75 people outside in the patio.
Okay.
And we're going to cater all kind of race and religion people. For supper club, we're going to serve beer, micheladas, and wine, which goes with the Mexican food. And we will watch the operation for 6 months, and then we will introduce hard liquor later on. We're only going to serve drinks in clear cups in disposable glasses only. And there will be no sitting in the bar. And we're not going to sit, nobody's going to sit in the bar. The food is authentic. And we brought our chef from California, in which he is specialized for all the tacos and fast food. And we made it like a fiesta style, so all the kids and family like the ambience and spend more time. We like to have live mariachi music outside in the patio, so customers enjoy the music while eating. It helps them to socialize while they're in Vegas for all the enjoyment and having a good time. Experience. We have experience about 20 years in the restaurant business. We own India Palace and Pure Indian Cuisine and Tacos Tijuana. India Palace on Jagat list right now have 4.5 star on the social media and supper club and liquor catering license. And then we have Pure Indian Cuisine. Right now is the best of Las Vegas in 2019 and best buffet in town. Guard Supper Club, Hookah Lounge, Banquet Hall, and liquor caterer and entertainment license. And all we need your permission to move forward with this project. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the best of Las Vegas.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Did you bring samples for everyone here to try?
Yes. I was waiting in the car. All of you know I did.
You didn't bring any for us to taste? It's the same.
All it takes 15 minutes from here. That's better to see rather than.
Right, yeah.
No, I agree.
I have a question about the entertainment section of this. What hours does that allow if they were to get the waiver for that piece of it? Can they go all the way until they're open at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, we typically like to see town board make a recommendation of the time. There's not really a set time and code of when they can start and stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the plan was just for mariachi, or is there a plan?
Just like mariachi.
Okay.
So then is that like the roving mariachis where the gentleman plays the guitar and...
Correct, yes.
Okay, so that's kind of low-key, we're not talking like...
No, we play live in timbre and all the other things, no, just Def right on the strip.
It's not like Def Leppard, okay, got it.
What are your thoughts to the staff notes that there is not enough space in the pedestrian easement to have a band? They're saying that it's going to be a little congested and affect the flow of pedestrians.
We are actually over there, if you see, like there's about 60 feet.
Okay.
Walking pedestrian that one. Yep. Beside that one.
Is that the space?
Yes. Okay.
Let's see that, Ken.
It's where Tacos El Gordo used to be, correct? So you want to put the music outside?
No, outside, in the patio, where there used to be a patio.
Yeah, they want
that. Now we're going to put it on the corner.
Where there used to be a patio in front of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the same thing, just like Tacos El Gordo. We just have one corner, you know.
Can I see it?
So the music would be inside the patio, but outside?
Inside the patio.
Is there a fence?
There's a fence.
So the patio is already on the pedestrian easement, so that we must have approved that. Mm-hmm.
There's a recorded document that the planner put on here for the easement. In 1991 is when it was recorded.
So okay, that was none of us.
Did you guys take over another spot in the center, or it's just where Tacos El Gordo used to be?
Same
spot.
I think that's Kenneth's phone back. There you go, buddy. Thank you, sir. Any comments from our audience on this item? Okay. Have you given any thought to the mariachi music being strolling on the inside of the restaurant as opposed to the patio, simply because that seems to be a bone of contention, not that the fact that there's music, period, but the fact that it's music outside. So I was just throwing that out there to find out what your thoughts were on that.
Because inside there's less space, you know.
Okay.
We put that one inside. We have inside radio and channel like that, the entertainment.
I see. So it's a sound system inside. Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
I have a question. Will the mariachi band be playing strictly during like daytime hours, or will it be like if it's a Friday night at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, we are planning like sometime like around about 10 o'clock to midnight or 1 o'clock, like 3 hours, not more than that.
Oh, so it's like a 10 to 1 every night or weekends, or what are your thoughts?
Like around about 4 days.
4 days a week, 10 to 1. Yeah. How does that work with their previous?
We can set any condition we want. So if we wanted to set, if we want to approve it and we want to do a 10 to 1 or a 10 to 12, we can, 4 days a week, we can
or
set
day,
that.
Or 9 to 12 or something like
we
that.
We can set that condition.
I'm in favor of doing something like that.
I like that too. I mean, the staff's one objection is kind of negated by the fact that it's a fenced-in patio already.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's
and
not,
it's a wide area, too.
Yeah, it's not really sidewalk.
Obstructing the sidewalk or anything.
No. So I'm
as long as it's
inside.
But it's fenced, right?
Yeah, it's fenced.
Okay. Well, why don't I make a motion? I move to approve use permit number one as presented, which the county had no problem with either. And I move to limit use permit number two to, what do you guys think, 9 to midnight? 9 to 1? 9 to midnight on week, two nights a week, and 9 to 1 on weekends?
It's like throwing darts, really.
I know, that's my point. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I think midnight is a...
Good, midnight's fair.
Yeah.
So
midnight's fair.
Thursday, it's 10.
So Thursday, how about, what are we thinking? What did you guys want? Like Wednesday?
I say like to one, 9 to 1. We keep it like that. So if it is feasible, the crowd is there, so we can continue that one up to 1.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's so.
You know, if...
Yeah.
It's like it's a quiet
if you're
area.
Bothering someone at midnight or bothering them at 1 o'clock in the morning, to me, there's no difference.
No, and I agree. And there's really no rooms near here anywhere where people are sleeping.
Especially if it's on a weekend.
Yeah.
Like a Friday.
So, what
Saturday
are you looking
night
for? Like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 4 nights a week.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I move we approve with conditions of live music from 9 to 1 Wednesday through Saturday.
As long as they stay inside of the fence.
As long, yeah, they have to remain
inside.
They can't go out on the sidewalk and stroll. Okay, good.
9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
1 a.m. Do I have a second?
Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday
correct
through Saturday, yeah.
Yep.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
We'll come eat soon.
Yes.
Like I'm hungry right now.
Everybody. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
With review in 6 months.
I think if not, I'll just go visit him.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah. We'll be in 2 seconds. As soon as I find it. It's number 3 treetop, or is that number 4?
This is Omar.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. I went too far. There's so many supporting documents with some of these that I get lost. Apologize. Hello. Here we go. I'm sorry. Here we go. Number 3, WS-19-0972, Al-Dabagh Omar Enterprise, Waiver of Development Standards to Establish an Alternative Parking Requirement, Design Review for the Following, an Alternative Parking Design, Expanding the Existing Use of an Existing Adult Cabaret on 0.3 acre in M1 Light Manufacturing Zone in an Adult Use Overlay District, generally located on the west side of Highland Drive, 205 feet north of Capella Avenue alignment within Winchester. Is the applicants here? Hi there.
Hello.
Good evening.
My name is Victor Knight, architect. Address 6585 Escondido, Las Vegas, 89119. And here is our project. Nothing is happening outside of the building as far as improvements go. Everything is happening inside. This used to be a storage area, and they wanted to eliminate the storage area and increase the occupied dance floor area and create some locker rooms and bathrooms, going from a storage use to an increase to the land of the adult use required an increase in parking. And the idea was to use the back lot where they already parked to add in vehicle lifts. I don't know if you have them in your packet, but here's what the lifts look like.
No, we didn't get that. But I was curious what they looked like. I had a feeling what they might look like, but I wasn't sure.
They're mechanical lifts that will be operated by valets. So you would basically bring your vehicle up front, exit the vehicle, valet would take it around back through the alley, and access the lifts. They'd operate the lifts. No customers would be in the back area.
Oh, you answered my question. That was the one I had.
So yeah, that was one of the major concerns
that's
we had in planning. So,
thank you.
And then when you're done with your whatever going on inside there, you ask your vehicle, valet brings it back around to you.
That's really interesting. I've seen pictures of that in BMW, Mac Car Club magazine. People that own a lot of cars have those.
Do you cover the car on the bottom? The drips?
Yeah, there'd be a car that would park on top. You'd raise it up, and then another car would park underneath it.
Yeah.
No, he means what if the car on top happens to be a leaker?
Oh.
Too bad.
That's a good question.
Well, no, it's a very good question.
It's a valid point, yes.
Because, you know, I mean, if I were getting in my car, I wouldn't want somebody's transmission fluid all over
probably
it.
Probably like a slate or something.
A pan or something
should
be,
yeah. Yeah, there's
probably like pans on the side. Right,
yeah, I don't know what the... That's an interesting point.
There you go.
Okay. Any questions from our audience? How about the board? Other than drips.
I don't have any questions.
Such a license.
Creating solution. Yes, it was. Yes.
Anything,
yes, I think it's really smart. I would just be curious. Because they don't really show a shot. Well, yes, they do. It looks like it's two paths to drive on.
Yes, yeah. There's two tracks. You drive your vehicle from onto.
Yeah.
The whole thing races out.
Okay. Well, I motion to approve. Do we have any more discussion or any questions?
No, not here.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, good. Thank you so much for coming.
So fun.
I would be curious what they do with the drips, though. Okay, our last item. ZC-19-0766, Top Express Investments, LLC. We're looking for a zone change to reclassify 0.2 acres from R1 single-family residential zone to CP office and professional zone. It's a use permit for a daycare. The waivers of development standards are for the following. 1, reduced landscaping. 2, trash enclosure. 3, reduced drive aisle width. And 4, allow non-standard driveway improvements. And the design review is for a daycare on 0.4 acres in the CP, generally located on the west side of Eastern Avenue, 260 feet south of the Golden Arrow Drive within Winchester. Is the applicant here?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, I'm Jasmine. This is my mom, Lucio.
And what is your last name, please?
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, thank you.
So we currently have 3153 Southeastern running as a daycare with a conditional use permit. That is the only property on the block that is considered a single-family residence. The rest of them are already commercial, so the city suggested that it was time to change it to CP, since it's been used as a business for so long, for over 10 years. So that was something that came when we went to building for the property next door. The DOT center was the one that we purchased, and we just wanted to expand because we have a waiting list of over a year for the best rated daycare within a 2-mile radius from there. And so we get a lot of parents from the casinos, a lot of housekeeping, and we target the lower income families, and so it's definitely been a pretty busy year, and all we're trying to do is just do basically replicate the same thing next door and make it just one parking versus, because right now there's a small divider, like a small block wall about that tall that divides both of the parking areas, so we just want to make it one flat area.
Okay. Any comments from the audience or questions? Board?
It looks like the only area where staff took exception to what you're trying to do is just with the way the entry driveway, the pans and the floor depth of the drive. And so they suggested just having one driveway entrance as opposed to keeping both driveways.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to agree. I mean, I think Eastern, you know, it's, I think, 40 miles an hour right there. And
45.
Yeah.
3 lanes, really busy during rush hour. You know, I really agree that there should probably just be just one driveway.
One entrance, yeah. One exit.
What does that think? What is that? How does that sit with you guys?
Well, here's the thing. So initially, our idea, because right now as it sits, 3153 only has one entrance and one exit, because they had like a pre, I guess, they don't have two driveways. They only have one driveway.
Right. And that's
so
that's the property that
that's the old DOT center.
The northern
The one you're acquiring. Got it.
So initially our idea was to cancel one of the driveways and just make one entrance and one exit because we understand that it creates more traffic. Although we haven't really had any accidents or problems, the only times that we did was when the city had that right area blocked off for so long that it was creating all backed up traffic for way past the high school. And so then people were using the center lane as a driving lane, and that would cause accidents when people were pulling out. It happened twice. So I do believe that in the near future it would be best to close out the third driveway so we only have one exit and one entrance. But at the moment, it's going to cost a lot of money to even, you know, do the connecting of both driveways, plus accommodating the back so that it can be suitable for children. You know, we have a very good relationship with licensing, and they're supporting us. I mean, we have a letter from them. They're supporting us because they know our reputation for the last 3 years. It's just a matter of kind of getting it going so that we can have the funds to actually close out that third driveway.
I have a suggestion on that that you might be able to use as an interim fix.
Sure.
That would be nominal investment. Just put in a 3-foot pole on either side of the driveway with a heavy chain strung between with eyelets on each end to put it on. And then a little, if you can put a little, even want a little sign that says no entry or no on one side and no exit on the other.
Sure, we can do that.
And then you can leave it that way until you do have the funds. But that way you satisfy the issue of the confusion of multiple driveways that motorists are zipping along there and all of a sudden somebody gets clipped because they're pulling out of a place nobody expected them to pull out of.
Correct.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
So does
that
sound reasonable?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think?
I disagree with that. I think that's...
I didn't mean as a permanent fix. I meant just until she said they have the funds. I didn't mean that should be the solution.
I just, I got stuck with my first opinion that, you know, I got to agree with staff that that's too shifty of an area to have three different driveway entrances, especially with no throw depth and a non-ADA compliant sidewalk as well. It's just, I think it probably makes more sense to just get it done right the first time around.
So leave the leave two existing driveways and cancel the third one in the middle?
No, just one altogether for both parcels, for the one business, because this move would I mean, it's still two parcels, but it's going to be the same business, right?
Right.
Just two different buildings.
Right.
So
I think that would be more of an issue also with fire, because they're more concerned of being able to have direct access to each building. So if I cancel two and I only leave one, then that makes one of the buildings a little bit more difficult to get to.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty small buildings. They're right next to each other.
I mean, I think it's a great idea just to have an entrance and an exit just for the flow of traffic when parents are pulling in.
Yeah,
and I'm saying it from a parent standpoint, when we do schools, they always have an entrance, and then you just follow it around and exit.
Like a circular drive, sort of, but it's not really a drive.
Exactly.
But it functions that way.
Exactly. So if you have like a one entrance where nobody can come out,
right.
I think
we
that
can
avoids
put, like,
a lot.
Entrance
just
only, and then exit only that way. There's no confusion.
Right. And
how many kids do you have?
Currently, we have enrolled 29, but we don't have them all at the same time.
Different times.
What will this change your capacity to, if you approximately?
Each building, I believe the state allows about 40 children, because it's according to the square footage that you have. But we
and how many are there at the same time too, right?
At the same time, there's never more than 24 children, more or less.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And the most amount of parents that we've had, like, at one time kind of pulling in all together because 5 o'clock comes and they're all, you know, it's usually about maybe three or four that come in, you know, and try to get their kids at the same time.
I mean, I like one way in, one way out. I think taking the first drive, like the most northern driveway entrance, leaving that one there, closing off the middle one, and then having the third driveway be the exit, so mm-hmm. you know, people pull in and pull out in one direction.
And that what keeps your traffic flowing. People don't come in and
right.
Yeah.
Then they're loggerheads with each other.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Yeah, I mean, I gotta agree with staff on standard development standard number 4.
Okay, so do we want them to then close 3 while they're doing everything else, the middle one? Or close the middle one?
I would say close the middle one.
Yeah, well, that's the one that I think we all support closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think nobody, I don't think, maybe except you in the beginning, anybody supported them all, just one driveway.
No, but I like to, you know, one way in, one way out. There's room for a fire truck to get into either side.
Okay, so how about I make a motion then, and we'll see if this passes muster here. I move to approve with staff conditions on development standards 1, 2, and 3, and a denial of the development standard 4, requiring you to have one driveway as an entrance on the north end, as Ken suggested, and a driveway exit on the south end with signage that stipulates that, so people know exactly what they need to do. You know, you need to tell them, and the middle one gets eliminated.
Okay.
Do I have a second on that?
I second that.
All those in favor?
I'm
sorry, go ahead. Okay, apologize.
So you also have a zone change and a use permit.
Okay, can we...
Well, that was 1, 2, and 3, right?
So there's development standards 1, 2, and 3.
Right. And
4. There's
yeah,
4 development standards, mm-hmm. zone change, and use permit. I'm sorry, I just didn't hear the zone change.
No, you're right. We gotta approve the zone change and the use permit, I think.
Yeah, but now those are standards. The standards are reflected. Okay, so let's take them separately then. So a waiver of development standards 1
Chair.
Through 3.
Chair, can we have a moment to
sure.
staff?
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. No, that's okay, dear. Thank you.
I just want you to know that Public Works conditioned you guys to reconstruct the existing driveways to commercial standards. Do you guys know what that means?
Your width has got to change in your throat.
So I don't know if you talk to Jason from Public Works or Juwan, but make sure you speak to them if you don't like this condition so they can change it before you get to the next meeting.
Okay.
Because that means you need to reconstruct it, like tear it out and bring it up to code, the remaining driveways. So you might end up taking out that middle, but those 2 on the end, you're going to reconstruct that. They're conditioning you to do it, so your planner wanted me to tell you that.
Okay.
So, because I don't think we saw that. I don't think that condition was there when the report from planning went out.
Right.
So talk to Public Works.
Okay.
So if you don't want to spend the money to reconstruct right now, make sure they do something to change their condition. Okay. So reach out to them tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
No, that's okay. No, we want to get everything in. One fell swoop, if we can. Yeah, because that the pan size of the driveways was at development standard 4, it appears on here, which they're not compliant. And that's going to change your whole width and your whole depth of the driveway.
Can I take a stab at the motion?
Please do, sir.
Cool. So I move to approve the zone change application as well as the use permit application. I also move to approve waivers of development standards A, B, and C with staff conditions. I'm sorry, 1, 2, and 3 with staff conditions. And then we move to deny waiver of development standards 4 with a recommendation that you close the middle driveway and bring the other 2 driveways up to compliance with the code, or at least
get a variance with
commercial. No.
Well, speak with him to get determine if they have any leeway on that.
Right.
That's what she said.
So, yeah, that's my motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Great.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
house and little driveway
and give them the main driveway that took them
according to public works.
And then they can address that with your department?
Yes.
Or that department. No, maybe not your department, but that department. Okay, now we have an extraordinary presentation. No, we don't?
No, that's during public comment. First, we have general business.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Thank you for keeping me honest. Appreciate that. Okay, so general business. We have to select a representative. Thank you. I remembered reading this. To the Maryland Parkway Corridor Transit Oriented Development Stakeholder Advisory Work Group, SAW. And we need to decide who that's going to be that will represent us on the Maryland Parkway Corridor Transit Development
Stakeholder. How often do they meet? How many times will they meet? When will they meet?
I don't have that information. I think no more than once a month. It's something that a representative from the township of Winchester and Paradise are being requested to attend because Maryland runs through both townships. Mm-hmm. But I can get you those details.
I think it's an ongoing commitment, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I'll nominate John.
I nominate John. I second that.
It's a nice
job,
man.
He likes that.
John loves that. Come on.
John loves it. He really does.
Judy needs to do something.
I need a new one.
You need to do something, he said.
Oh, yeah. Beatrice, could you need a test of that?
It's really interesting to me, but I would need to know that what kind of commitment it is just before I commit to it.
Well, he wants to do it. Okay.
I don't know enough about it. When, where, how many times, what?
Well, the only thing I've done is I was with the RTC commission that worked on that.
And it's being led by RTC?
Yeah, I've did that like 8 times already with them.
Their first meeting is Tuesday, January 28th from noon to 2 p.m. Lunch will be provided.
You should totally go.
Ken wants to do it, but just wants to know how many times do they meet.
Well, they do meet. It's a daytime commitment. That's the only issue.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do a daytime.
Yeah. It's like noon to 2 or 11 to 3, or it depends if there's a field trip. If there is a field trip, it's 11 to 3. If there isn't a field trip, it's noon to 2.
And it's ongoing. It's not.
Yeah, and it's not more than once a month.
Can we just send anyone from the board who's available and then trade notes?
Possibly, maybe let's elect two, a primary and an alternate, or both primaries.
Okay.
Would that work?
I'll elect myself to be an alternate.
Oh, I love the way he did that.
Yeah, and we and I nominate John.
Okay, I'll do the primary. But you got to show up once in a while.
I got your back. Yeah,
okay, thank you.
We got to talk about that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we also need approval of the calendar dates. Now, you got to tell me what that means.
Yeah, I apologize. We did not include it in the emails. So we're going to table it till next meeting.
I love that.
I love that, too.
Okay, we can do that. Moving right along.
Can you give us the date for the training one more time?
February 8th, Saturday, February 8th.
Would you mind putting that in an email that we can, save it on our inbox it's there to remind me?
There's going to be a big email. They're working on it with just, the agenda, but I'll send one to you guys. Please just don't respond.
No, but that way I can turn it into a meeting on my Outlook calendar, and that way it'll.
Let's move it along.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move it along. Any comments by the general public? This is devoted to all things that are not on the agenda.
Yes, Chris Kemper here with. Come on up. I want to hear from you.
Absolutely, we do.
If you might recall, on June 11th, there was a town board meeting that we held on behalf of Gem Realty, the Spring Hill Suites, which is located on Paradise. And one of the things that you asked in granting the extension of time for the second tower that was proposed, and already approved, was that we come with an informal update within 6 months of that June meeting. I called the chairman and asked if we could do that the first meeting in January because of family commitments that the clients have. We have Layla and Eva here on behalf of ownership. And so rather than hear from me, which they would rather have me do this, but you'll get the information from them, and they'll tell you about at the time of the initial purchase, they'll tell you about concerns that they have had since then and what the plans are. And so anyway, Eva, do you want to start?
Yeah. Without further ado.
I'm Eva Wasserman, and I work with Gem Realty Capital. We acquired the Spring Hill Suites, and we're really excited about the property for a number of reasons. A great asset that had been really well built by the developer seller, and the opportunity to expand it and potential signage income in addition to the hotel income. And at the time we were doing our due diligence to decide to acquire the property, we were provided a plan and drawing, or like an artist rendering of what the expansion would look like, and we were super excited because the front door of the new expansion was on Paradise and right next to the front door of the hotel, and we thought, what an amazing opportunity for us. And
that's the convention space.
After we closed and owned the hotel, we found out that in fact it decided to change, as we all know, and now the entrance is on.
I want to interrupt her. When I had the conversation with the LBCBA, I said, and John will recall this, I go, you showed them a plan prior to the time they purchased it, and the comment, and I love the LBCBA people, but they said, well, that was conceptual. Well, their payment wasn't conceptual. Like, yeah.
It was a good lesson learned. Yeah. But we're committed to the property and to the market and to supporting the convention center as well. But, you know, as a result, we are now having a hotel that is being located next to what's the loading dock for the facility. And they have made some accommodations to help screen it a little bit better. But for us, we have concerns because we don't really know what this final product, the impact is going to be on our hotel and our hotel guests. What we've already experienced is during construction this year, we lost a major piece of business, a contract piece of business with JetBlue Airlines, which cost us in this year, or in 2019 alone, almost $1 million in lost revenue. So that's just the construction noise. We don't know what the backing up and the beeping of trucks and everything for these major load-in and load-out dates are going to be and the impact of guests. So we need to understand the demand that's going to be coming from the convention center and then the impact of the noise and the operation of the center now that we're more on the back of house side of the center. On what does that mean for our guests and our ability to sell hotel rooms before we make such a significant investment to expand the tower. So the other thing that's been a huge impact for us is through the construction, we, as you know, at one point had some exclusive rights to be able to sell signage on the building for big shows that were attached with the convention center. And this year for CES, we were not able to sell any advertising because all of the big people that advertised during CES were worried about the visibility of the signage because of the convention center construction and the additional, I don't know the right word, ornaments that are being put on with that ribbon over the pedestrian bridge, blocking the view planes and making the visibility and the site views of our building less, and then not wanting to then spend the money for the signage. So for the first time, we didn't have any income at all, which is, that's the time we make our money is during CES. So that obviously was a big disappointment to us. As you all know, the convention center is going to be opening. A year from now, it will be up and operating, and we think we'll have much more better visibility on how does the operation of the center moving in big and big shows and out of big shows impact our guests in the hotel and our ability to sell more rooms? I mean, we were very hopeful when we bought the hotel to be able to build a new tower, and we're still hopeful that we're going to have that. But our investors, our lenders, they all want to see some real data from this. And I think the other thing that we'd like to try to be able to understand is how much demand is going to be created from this expansion as well. So that's kind of where we are, and we're still very committed to the property and to hopefully being able to expand it.
And I think going back to the signage piece, you know, when we acquired the hotel, we were one of three properties that had the ability to sell signage. Granted, our rights were pretty limited in terms of what we could advertise, how long we could keep those advertisements up, what side of the building they could be placed on. And now, you know, that it's a very different landscape in terms of selling signage, because if you're a resort hotel, which basically have to be larger than 300 rooms, 500 rooms, excuse me.
No, 300. It has to be 300 rooms, and then you have a whole series of other things, a bar of a certain size, amenities, a pool, that kind of thing.
You can sell whatever signage, however long, however many times of year, times a year. So now, you know, this unique factor that we anticipated in our underwriting is different than what we thought when we acquired it. So.
We had that issue, remember, we asked that question and dealt with the Westgate, and they had changed and said resorts can advertise on-premise, off-premise, anything now. Mm-hmm. If you're a resort, you can advertise anything. And that's, we're not a resort, so now we're impacted by that.
By a different standard.
Different standard.
Okay.
We're not objecting to the standard.
No, it's just a statement of fact.
I think, too, they're trying to change some stuff with the signage because it's pretty broad, so I think they're trying to work on that, too, which I had to work through the grapevine. And I love signs, so I'm all for signs. So
that's our, we're here to answer any questions you have. And
we're not allowed to ask.
Oh.
Can we just comment?
Okay. Well, there you go.
Comment, ask, nothing.
Not during public comment. Because this is a presentation during public comment.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay,
well,
great.
I hope we answered every question that you might have. We'll know once it's open what effect. We're hoping it's positive. We're hoping that all the people and whatever walk by our place and see our place and want to stay in our place. But we won't know until the convention is actually up and operating.
So then at this juncture, it really wouldn't be productive to... I'm not going to ask a question. I'm making a statement to have any further action until the convention center's done because they're...
You can't make...
Nothing. Oh, she said no.
Not during a meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, because this wasn't agendized, so the
I'm sorry.
Audience
okay, got it.
Know.
I do apologize to everybody. I do have to leave.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, well...
I can make a comment.
Yes, right. You can.
The extension was granted by this board and by the county commission past the opening of the convention facility. So you will see this again after the convention center is open. We'll have to come back to you for any further extensions.
Thank you for that. Okay, any other comments or questions or items? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you. Next meeting date.
Next meeting date will be January 28th.